With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Republican Matt Van Epps has won a special election in Tennessee for a seat in the U.S. House.
Van Epps defeated Democratic opponent and state lawmaker Afton Ben to keep the 7th Congressional District in GOP hands. President Trump backed Van Epps. The special election followed Republican Congressman Mark Green's resignation this past summer. This congressional race saw a surge in spending.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. President Trump says he doesn't want Somalis living in America because they're a drain on the country's social safety net. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president ended his Tuesday cabinet meeting with a tirade against Somalis living in the United States, complaining they add little to American society.
I don't want them in our country. Their country is no good for a reason. Their country stinks. And we don't want them in our country. I could say that about other countries, too.
In recent days, he's described Minnesota, which is home to the largest Somali community in the U.S., as a hub of fraudulent money laundering activity. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Russia claiming its forces have taken the town of Porokhba, a key logistics hub in the Donetsk region.
We've seen carefully curated videos released by Russia's defense ministry where you have Vladimir Putin apparently a few days ago at a command post in the occupied Donetsk region of Ukraine in military fatigues where he is briefed and told about the capturing of two towns, Vovchansk in the northeast and Pokrovsk in the east. The Kremlin's even renaming Pokrovsk, calling it Krasnoarmeysk, which means Red Army, which is an old Soviet name of the town. So it gives you an idea of the messaging, at the very least, being pumped out by Moscow at a time this U.S. delegation is making its way to Moscow.
That's James Waterhouse reporting, and this is SRN News. Some new insights on marriage from the Barna Group.
The Christian Research Organization has been doing some polling and reports that self-described Christians experience divorce just as frequently as the general U.S. population. However, believers are a lot more likely than non-believers to try again. 58% of Christians who've experienced divorce are remarried. Barna also reports that 42% of self-described believers say they think living together before marriage is a good idea. Michael Harrington reporting.
In the last few decades, thousands of Christians leaving the Middle East, driven by wars and the rise of Muslim extremists as well. In Iraq, large numbers of believers fled after the U.S.-led invasion in 2003. Iran has been persecuting Christians for decades, and the rise of the Taliban in Afghanistan has driven many believers out. This is SRN News. President Trump, not much of a fan of a Washington-area airport. Here's Bill Alexander.
President Trump said his administration will work on a reconstruction of Dulles International Airport outside Washington in Northern Virginia. Trump said during a meeting of his cabinet members at the White House that Dulles is not a good airport. Dulles is one of three Washington-area airports, and its quality is a hotly debated topic among travelers. The other airports are Reagan National and BWI Thurgood Marshall.
Costco isn't waiting to see whether the Supreme Court strikes down President Trump's sweeping import taxes. The company is already going to court to, quote, demand refunds on the tariffs they've paid. The Court of Trade and the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit in Washington ruled earlier this year that the president's biggest and boldest import taxes are illegal. More details, srnnews.com.